Our first reading brings us to one of our beloved characters of the Old Testament, especially from Genesis, Joseph, the son of Jacob. And we see here the effect of jealousy of what happens when we feel like we are missing out on something because somebody else has something different or something more than we have. His brothers began to despise him, and they plotted to kill him. Luckily, by God's providence, it didn't happen. And as we read the rest of Genesis, we have this wonderful story of Joseph. How because he was sold into slavery and put into Pharaoh's army, and he rose to the highest of ranks, that when the famine hit the chosen people and they were forced to go into exile, they were able to be fed because their brother that whom they had rejected was there serving in that high office. And it gets to the point where Joseph tells his brothers, "You meant this for evil, but God has used it for good." It's an amazing depth of truth in this story. First, that consequence of jealousy and comparison and looking at other people for our value and our worth. But then also to see the mercy of God, that even in the worst situations, he can bring good out of it. This problem of suffering that we all encounter in one way or the other. The mystery of God's permissive will. Why he allows things to happen. We don't know. But what St. Augustine teaches us is that the only reason God could allow any evil is because some good can come out of it. And that as a consequence of human freedom and the consequence of sin, this is the reality that we live in. And so how do we guard against this? We look at the gospel and see how that parable started. That the man planted the vineyard and gave the vineyard everything it needed to flourish, to produce abundant fruit. And if so, we know the kingdom of God is the vineyard that's given to us through the scriptures. So if we live well in the kingdom of God, which is the Roman Catholic Church, trusting that everything that we need to flourish, to produce fruit, is found inside Holy Mother Church. If we trust that, if we believe that, if we live that way, then we won't have time to compare ourselves to others and get jealous because we don't have what they have. We will trust that we have everything we need in order to accomplish God's will for our life. The constant cry of Lent is that through our penitential practices, our hearts get more conformed after the heart of Jesus. And on this first Friday, as we reflect on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we pray for the grace to become more like him, to, by his grace, not be overcome by the divisions sown by the devil, but to live in harmony in that garden, in that vineyard, so when it is harvest time, we will have been found to produce abundant fruit.